I'm about to get in a fucking motorhome with a microwave and a TV, and we're going to cruise around the country sampling titties.
In other gaming podcasts, Retro Gaming Roundup can help you enjoy a more satisfying podcast experience. Seek medical attention if your favorite retro gaming podcast lasts longer than 5 hours.
As Gordon Ramsay would say, piss off. I got zombies, and I've got my keyboard. Prepare to die.
Turn to the left and cough, please.
I smell horse shit on this one, I'm afraid. You need to get your act together, Mr. Schreiber. He doesn't like it.
It's very straightforward gameplay. You blow things up, you run away.
Fair enough, but you're wrong.
It's only fair given SoCal's irrational out.
Let's see what top 10 we can get it in next month.
So my final pick is...
out.
I could live with 6.
Well, that's what you had originally said.
Yeah.
This was a gay game. I mean, it doesn't get much gayer than this. I mean, seriously.
A dance-off to free hostages?
First of all, this game has got flying in ships, all right? That is the coolest thing ever right there. I mean, there's just nothing cooler than a flying ship, all right? And his dad's like, oh, you brought this gal home. We don't know who she is or what she's all about. We don't know anything about her. And well, you got to kill her. And then they say, no, dad, you can't kill her. It's a long RPG. This game is long.
Like the description.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you. Well, whatever. Silver was another great one, like I said.
Look,
yeah, just discount that part of history. Forget about it.
I have been into RC cars as long as I can recall. I started off, seriously.
Jeez.
The production version, dude?
Yes!
No!
I'll set them up, you knock them out of the ballpark.
I do love me some semen, man. I mean, that is a... That game... That game is freaky.
Please tell me you skipped down to the local monocle vendor in your village and bought one.
I certainly did, old chap. I see the hats going down very well in chat.
Now I'm in a tux and shit.
I say, he's looking very dapper in a tuxedo. Throw your hands up in the air and wave them like you just don't care. The gentleman's dresses.
My master plan was for when he walks up to the window to grab his clip-on tie and nail it.
Fuck, my neck's getting all itchy and shit.
He looks like Fred Flintstone with that tie on like that.
He would take that as a compliment.
I know he would, yeah.
Them facts taste good.
Damn.
I
people are just awesome. I will just say that right now. At least most people are awesome. There's a lot of dicks in the world. We love to touch the community, don't we, guys?
Yes, we do.
We do.
We love touching.
We love touching each other.
Poker in the front, liquor in the back. The other way around. Liquor in the front, poker in the back.
Either or.
Way.
Yeah. I like to switch halfway through. Or at the end, I don't mind.
Some poor bastard named Neil James in Iowa is going to be like, who are these people? I tell you what, the moment you reach for the zipper with me, you're out of the car. Yeah. That's SoCal. He walked all the way home on the 405.
Would you? Whatever. SoCal's a homonym and Scott's a homophone.
You could make a hell of a sex game out of this. We should go to Kickstarter and do that. Who was that guy that said that we were so professional and we produced such a great show? Gosh darn, what other one? Gosh darn. Why do you gotta go all the way to New Hampshire? My wife's got a fun spot right here at home.
Woohoo! Whoever said that, stick it up your ass.
Then the hostages would then follow you and, you know, be behind you. Of course, they're following
because
you.
Because so. Otherwise, unless there's a groovy tune, they're just going to stay kidnapped.
Yeah. I didn't say the game made sense. I just said it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Let's rescue them with dance.
Dance on.
Oh, God.